Hello. So, may I speak to Moses White?
Speaking.
Mr. White, this is Will Gomez calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Where you say you're from?
National Opinion Surveys. That's the name of the company?
No, I never heard of it.
Just a few questions about some of the issues facing the country at the moment.
Okay.
It's only like five minutes, Mr. White.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes, 100%, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. What is your race, if you don't mind me asking? Do you identify as white Anglo, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. Next. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
73.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Here goes the first one. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10?
0.
0, okay, thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating what?
Food deserts in our community. Deserts in our communities.
8.
8. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I would say about the same.
About the same, okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
I'd say it's getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Marijuana and the other cannabis products, cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, opiates and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping.
See, all of them.
Top two, if you had to choose two.
Heroin and crack cocaine.
Okay, heroin and crack cocaine. Okay, thank you so much. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like for you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar or not?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults still are smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in every 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that this is a primary reason? What is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives like cigarettes. I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or the cost of smoking has gone up?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, no problem. Next. Now I'm going to read to you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement, the first one, federal government cannot or should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. The second statement, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to be able to quit entirely. Which one do you agree with most, the first or second?
The second.
Okay. Strongly more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Thank you. Next. We are almost done now. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I don't know, because I don't know what vaping is.
Okay. It's the electric cigarette. You know how they have electric cigarettes now?
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's...
That's okay. If you don't have an idea.
More harmful.
Yeah, that's okay. If you don't know, that's okay. I'm going to continue. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the signs that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quit all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 0 to 10.
5.
5, okay? Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to their type to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Cigarettes, have you used? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
No. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
No, okay. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, yeah. MBA?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Married.
Married,
okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No, no, thank definitely you. No.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Well, I'm more Republican.
More Republican, okay. That will be not a strong Republican or a strong Republican?
Well, I'm pretty strong.
Okay, thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, sir. You have a good one. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.